All right. Hey, how y'all doing? Back again with another episode of The It Factor. As always, I'm your host, Jeremy Robinson. And today we have someone special. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I am an empowerment coach. And if you don't know who I am, I also have my own podcast, Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mo podcast, where I literally teach people how to ignite their power and to live the bliss off life. It's a concept that I actually came up with randomly one day. And it's literally living with your power, knowing that you're this true, amazing being that you are. And when you finally realize that you're this, amazing, powerful being, anything is possible in this world. And, I just did a podcast episode about this, but, we're taught to forget about our power. And so I think I'm here as a light worker or, whatever you may call it, but I'm here to enlighten this world with more knowledge. And
All right.
that's what I'm doing through my Bliss Off Life concept and through my coaching program.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So with that say, how are you doing mentally, physically, and emotionally?
It's been a little overwhelming, but I have been taking it more easily this year. Last year was just my mentality was so different of how I was approaching my business and how I wanted to come about, talking about my Bliss Off Life concept. And this year I'm kind of taking it easy, focusing more on my daughter, because I don't know if you know my journey with having my daughter. I went through infertility and then she ended up being like a miracle baby pretty much. So now I'm just like spending quality time with her and trying to focus on that. So it's been good though. Always a work in progress and it's okay. It's a good thing to want to keep growing and be better and, try to. What I say is try to live that bliss off life.
Even I like that. So what led you to wanting to start your podcast? Like, what was like, you know what, I'm gonna do this. Like, what made you want?
Yeah. So thanks for asking that. Oh, I actually want to be better at speaking in general. So I'm an ESL kid, so English is my second language. So you would not have known that if you didn't know me as a child. So my parents were immigrants and they came here to America to make a life. So I grew up speaking Mandarin Chinese. And so I just never had the confidence to talk in general, but I had so much ideas. I talked to my twin sister all the time about concepts, about, our perception about life. And so it made me want to start my own podcast. And then it was crazy because when I started the podcast with the title, I didn't have the Bliss Off Life concept yet. It came to me after, but it both aligned somehow. So I think it's meant to be for me to do that.
Indeed, I like that. I mean, I can't wait to tune in some more and learn more about you because I feel like that's what we're here for, you know. I feel like, yes, it's a lot of people that podcast, but at the end of the day, you know, who are you helping? That's what I always try to talk about. Like, who are you helping or what you doing? I've been doing this for four, what, going on 5 years. And it's been a success because of I started realizing after a couple shows in, it ain't about me. You know, it's about helping other people. You know, so I commend you for what you're doing. And I know it's gonna keep doing amazing and even getting better.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, so ultimately it's to help other people and relay the message that I'm here or that I thought think that I'm brought here to do in this world.
I love that. I love that. So, what would you say your it factor is? Why do you do what you do?
I think my it factor is being the example of overcoming, any adversity. So I'm just an example and I share my story openly to let people know that, anything can happen, right? So I don't know if, like I kind of said, my journey with infertility and then having endometriosis really led me into not knowing if I would ever become a mom. So, once I went through that very dark period in time with depression, full of anxiety, I didn't think that I would ever be able to become a mom because that's something up to, the source or God, whatever you believe in. And so, with that, I just believe that my story or what I've been through, I'm just here to share it and then just to, show people that anything is possible. So that's my it factor. That's what I believe.
Love that. I love that. You know, I would say so. What made you want to become an empowerment coach? You know, speak about that, like, and what is an empowerment coach?
Yeah, so an empowerment coach is literally, again, teaching people how to be more powerful, speak up for themselves, learn tools and ways to get the life that you want and not having that fear get in the way, right? We're either fearful of like speaking up at work, or we're fearful speaking up in a doctor's office. And I know this because I have endometriosis, and you kind of get intimidated with doctors, but I'm here to help women or people overcome their fears that, yeah, we're all conditioned to think a certain way. We're all stuck in that fearful mindset. But again, I'm here to remind people, everybody's not like everybody's the same. We're all powerful beings, but our society has like, the status of like rich or powerful people versus, unwealthy, et cetera, trying to like, make them believe they're not powerful. So I'm here to break that and help people realize that, because I'm came from nothing. My parents came from, they're immigrants, and they came over here and started a new life with nothing, like pretty much. So I've seen it throughout my life, and so I love empowering people. It led me, my journey led me into specifically empowerment, because when I first started my coaching, I was doing health more, like empowering people with like eating healthier, exercising, et cetera. But that wasn't like my true passion. I really want to really unlock something inside of people, like unlock and help change their mindset, and dive a little deeper than just the parents or the physical aspect.
Got you. And I like that. I feel like you're doing that. I would say though, what would you say? Why would you say it's important to not live in your moments of depression?
Oh, yes, because this is good. So being in depressed state, you're kind of stuck in like this, I would say, a victim mindset. So, where meaning you feel like you're the victim, where life is against you. You're just like, life sucks, or life is against me, like some karmic thing is happening to me, et cetera, right? You have like this mindset, and you're just stuck. You're just stuck in this low vibrational state. You're stuck in this mindset of negativity. And again, everything is energy. So if your thoughts create your reality, right? So when you're thinking all this negative stuff, you keep attracting the negative. It keeps coming to you. So you're just stuck, 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 and it's hard to get out.
Right.
So I was stuck in depressed state for a year, mind you. And then finally, I got out of it because I had my sister, my twin sister. She's pretty, she's always there to confide in me and help me through things. But one time she just straight up was like, "Kathy, are you getting the life that you want? Like, are you actually trying?" And then at first I was like thinking about like, dang, that's kind of harsh, right? Like, I just want her to be, but when people are in a victim mindset, people usually try to say nice things just to try to like console you, but that's not helpful, right? So people kept saying things like that, "Oh, you're gonna have a baby. It's okay. You're gonna come out of it," right? It's just like, and all you hear is just all of this, like, how do you truly get out of it? And she's like, "How are you doing that?" And I was like, "Wow, you're right. I'm just crying every month. I'm just like taking these negative pregnancy tests, not doing anything, like, drinking my sorrows away, et cetera. Like, am I really doing everything in my power?" And I thought about it, and I was like, "No, I'm not." And then I was like, "Okay, I'm a doer. I can do things. I can change some things in my life." Like, and I started just doing that little baby steps and started researching. And that's where the empowerment piece comes in. And that's why I love empowering people, because that's what changed my life when my sister told me something to pretty much empower myself to make the life that I need or want. It's within me. So then I changed that. And so now, getting out of that depressed state has been one of the best biggest things for me. But when you're stuck in that depressed state, it's hard to get out of. I get it. But that's why you should not stick in it for a long time,
Indeed. And that's why I take the question like that. Cause me and one of my bros was talking about it a couple weeks ago, and we were speaking on some topics, and he was like, you know what, man? It's moments of depression. Like, it's not like oh, it's forever. This is gonna be forever. And it's actually a moment, and you let that moment dictate your life sometimes. And I feel like you have to step outside of it, and it takes people. that are there, like to say, hey, you're gonna be okay, but hey, let's go do this. Hey, come on, let's go make a change real quick, you know. And once you see, you're like, you know, they really helped me. Like, so definitely I feel like more people need people like you and me to be able to tell them, like, even see your show and say, hey, oh, they did what? They went through this? Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah, I did. That was horrible. It was bad, but we got to move on, you know. So,
And what got you out of your depressed state, or like how'd you get out of that? Like when you do have this.
the biggest thing is I have to realize that I'm not the only one going through something. Like, and just me going through it, my wife going benefit from it, my family's gonna benefit from it, my friends and the people that I inspire are gonna benefit from it. Because believe it or not, we all have someone watching us, and like once they see us, like, oh, that's how Jeremy, oh, he didn't walk with his high school class, but he still went to college and graduated. Okay, why are you depressed about that? But at that time, he told a what 18, 19-year-old kid he couldn't walk with his class because of any situation. It's only that time to say, you know, I'm a firm believer in God. I prayed about it. But even with that, you like, this still ain't changing. What's going to happen? I started putting in the work, though, and went to Clark Atlanta the same the fall. And I sit there and tell this story now to be able to tell people, like, you're going to go through things. And I have been through multiple things, but I always flash back to that and say, you know, when this happened when I was 18, 19, and I got through it. Okay, let's see how we can get through this, you know? And I try to do the same thing for friends and family because I got to be there for my people, man. Just like they be there for me. I can't just sit here and wallow in the things that I'm going through. So definitely I would say that. And I would say, so with that, how has it been a wife and mother?
I'm not gonna lie, it's tough, but I love it. I love it so much. Like literally, I manifested the life that I'm living now, being a wife. So, you always want a partner. I didn't know what my partner was gonna be like. And then again, so I have a great husband. He's super supportive and he just loves his family, and I'm blessed all the time. Yes, we get into quarrels and stuff because we're like tired and we just love our daughter all the time, but we always come back to it is like, the main picture. We always have each other. So it's beautiful. And, I don't take that relationship for granted because I've seen a lot of other people in their relationships and like, they have to deal with like cheating and, like really terrible things that, I don't have to deal with, luckily.
Right, same.
So I don't take that for granted. And of course, motherhood, she tests my limits every day. She tests my patience every single day, but I love it. I'm always like, okay, what is she trying to teach me? What is this life lesson that I need to learn today? But again, like I have my daughter. I thought at one point in time I would never become a mom, but God or source, et cetera, is beautiful and amazing and, gave me my baby. So I always look at her and I'm like, oh, I love it. I love her so much. So I really appreciate and love my life. I am practicing gratitude on a daily after I got her. So it's beautiful.
Amazing. That's amazing. I would say, so who is Kathy outside of being an empowerment coach, outside of being a mom, and outside of being all that you're known for?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. This is a good question because I don't really think about it, but I guess I would say that people would think I'm just like a chill, relaxed person who just likes to, just actually look at life and just appreciate life. Like I love just going outside to the park and doing like outside outdoorsy things. I like to actually be more on the quiet side at home. Like it's just like me, my daughter, and my baby. And when you're always talking to people on social media, et cetera, like being out there, on social media, it's a lot. It's so then I try to conserve my energy at home and just be with the people I love. So I'm a very family-oriented person. I think that's my number one thing.
That's amazing. And I would say, when it's all said and done, what would you like to be remembered for?
Obviously, my bliss off life concept, but it's pretty much just being remembered as a light in this world to try to help uplift this world because we're going through some dark times,
Lot.
for sure. I know we all see it, but I'm always reminding myself there are people like us. You're a light worker, you're like a very light being, and you cast that nice, light, beautiful energy. So, there are people like us, and I just want to attract those people and hopefully have people become part of us and like be that light too, because we can all be that.
Yeah, we can be. And I feel like it's just simple steps to make change. And, I feel like that's something I came into like a year into the podcast. Like, change the narrative. Oh, that's what we're doing. And you hear it a lot. And it's like, I'm actually doing that. And I feel like I step outside my comfort zone each and every day. So I feel like a lot of people could do it. No matter what's your profession, no matter what's your lifestyle, I feel like you could do it. So with that, I say, what are some things you would like to see change in the world?
For sure, I would think I would love to see people being more aware and conscious about our society and like how they really influence us, like the news and like celebrity things. Like they truly rarely really try to like make things happen and like behind the scenes, I guess. And I want people to be just more aware of like, what are you consuming? What are you listening to? Like just be more conscientious and just really remember your power. Like, it's fine to watch those things, but when you watch it, like just know that that could be false, or don't take it so seriously. So when you give that crazy amount of energy into it, you're taking it to another level, and they want you to be at that their level, whoever's putting that information out. So being aware. So like just take it as a grain of salt. And I would love to just see people live in their true power, be happy. I just literally want people to live happily, honestly.
You just hit it on the head. That's something I was just telling my wife. We was watching watch Angel Reese, who watched LSU basketball last night. He actually lost to Iowa, and really big with women's basketball. We watch it a lot, and I'm watching it. I seen they lost, and I seen what came out. You see the comments, and I seen she said that, a lot of people against her, different things like that. And I said, I hope that young lady, or if I ever got to interview her, one thing I would tell her is, you're making an impact that they're never going to understand, and it's okay. But just keep doing the good that you're doing. That's what matters. All the other things that people were saying, gotta let it go. I had people that say stuff about me, probably, and I probably never know, or I probably see it. I'm like, okay, cool, you got it. I have let long have the days gone that I get mad and let that dictate what I'm gonna operate on, So I feel like
Yeah.
people should do that more. And it's hard. Don't get me wrong, it's hard, but you kind of gotta let it go, and
Yeah.
situation.
Yeah. So true.
So before we do close, I would say, do you have any questions for me?
Yes. I just, you kind of touched upon like starting this podcast like 4 or 5 years ago, but I just really want to know like what got you into this podcasting? Like, what's your story? And like, and what is it now that you really want to be known for too in this world?
So I say that years ago, probably 2018, 2019, I had a friend. We had a conversation. I had already created the logo, all these things. And I still was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Okay, cool. But long before that, I was in school studying to be a computer scientist. And when you're in school, you just struggle. Different things may happen. And I'm literally getting through class in college. I'm like, hey, God, get me through this. I'm going to do something to give back. You get through the class. I graduated. Got my job, started working, but it kept coming back. Like, hey, I need to do something. So one day we had a conversation, me and my guy. He's a video editor, and we sat there. Me and my best friend was like, "Hey, man, you should do a TV show, a podcast." I'm like, "Man, ain't nobody gonna listen to that." And he's like, "No, just try it, man. I can get experience from it. You can get experience, And after a while, it made me a better communicator. It made me a better person that reach out and network. So as time went, I started to see like, wow, what if I was doing this way before? Like, how could it be? And it was like, oh, what could the numbers be? What could the... And how the first time when you first start something, like, what could it be this? Now the while I had a conversation with a friend who's like, man, you're doing amazing things. He's like, stop looking at it for what you can get out of it, but look at it for what you can give to other people. And that's literally what I do with it. I feel like I get amazing people on the show like yourself and famous people, what all type of people in profession. But the biggest thing is I treat everybody the same. I feel like I love to help people, and I just want to keep doing this so that people can see that they can do anything they put their mind to. I'm from a small town in Fort Valley, Georgia. I would never thought that I'd be interviewing over 200 some people in 5 some years and keep doing it and like doing. I actually like to come in and sit down and get the lights going and doing, and I just like to see the smiles on people's faces. It really makes me happy. So definitely.
Oh my gosh, see, you are such a light to this world. That's your like mission or whatever you're meant to do on this earth. That's amazing. I also want to know, like, you are a resilient person and you're so strong, like in that sense where you don't let other people's affect you. Like, you really just stand for who you are, but it's hard to develop that. Like, what have you done literally to learn these tools to really shield your own energy and to really put yourself like first?
I really would say that I have failed a lot at things that are really big. Like, oh man, this happened in school, or oh man, this happened in the show, or this person didn't get back with me. And I'm at the point now to where, or oh, this happened at work, or I can't believe this, or dang, a relationship like this, I got to do better at this, or friendships. And I would say at each and every one of them, I had to reflect and I had to see, like, I'm the person. Let's see what we're doing. What I can get better on, because I can only control what I can control, and I've been listening. I mean, actually reading a book called Focus on What You Can Control. And in reading that book, it's literally like, wow, I've been already doing these things. But I feel like the biggest thing I had to learn was it's not about you. A lot of times we think that the things we're doing in life is for our benefit. And yeah, you're gonna get the accolades, different things are gonna happen. And that's happy. It's good to be happy about that. But don't let that, that led to be the biggest outcome of your happiness. And I'm learning that day by day. I will say that I'm more happy at seeing my family, my friends, see my wife strive, seeing people that I brought on the show strive more than I am. And I couldn't say that back in 2019 now. I'd probably
Wow.
be like, hey man, I can't. And it's sometimes, don't get me wrong, I ain't no one's perfect, especially not perfect. I would say it'd be some people I have to keep getting in touch with them, or and I say, I'm not gonna give up on it, because the people deserve to see your story told, and I would love to interview you. So I feel like I just want people to know I'm coming from a genuine place, and I learned to the people that you're gonna jive with and get with, they're gonna always come to you, and you don't have to chase anyone. So definitely, I say I have learned that, and only being 29 years old, I feel like I kind of measure a lot of things off. What can I do to live a soft life, like a relaxed, peaceful? Like, I ain't got to be all crazy, like, oh, I got to get this or this. And it slowed down because of the podcast. Podcast really has showed me that, it had, I wrote in my book, The Art of Networking. Like, literally, at first it was just a podcast, but after a while I started seeing what it done to my friendships and my relationship and my marriage. Like, even before getting married, I got to see it. Like, you know what? This actually helps me. The stuff that I do for couple hours out of the day with a podcast, it literally helps me in the rest of areas in my life. And I think that if a lot of people thought like that, I think that'd be better. But what do I know? That's why I always say, like, what do I know and what can I do better so that the next person can see, oh, Jeremy did it. Okay, I can do it. So I really would say that. Thank you for that question.
Yeah, of course. When you're saying it, just I just envision you like living the bliss off life you are. Like, you're living with your purpose. You're just so happy. Like, you're living a softer life, right? And you're like, when you're in bliss, I guess a lot of people don't really know what bliss is. And I didn't really know what it like truly living in bliss felt like until, I started being grateful and appreciating my life. And right, when you're bliss,
That's
like,
gratitude. You can't,
right.
it's bad things gonna happen. Like I said earlier, like you
Sure.
get, I get mad. Like, oh dang, I didn't get this person. Oh, I can't believe this. Why did they do this? And it's like, it's a part of me that's just like, hey, bro, you only control and control.
And yeah, for sure. Bad things always happen, but you overcome it. Like, you're more resilient. Like, you're resilient. You know for sure, like, okay, you're gonna overcome it. You're like, okay, this bad thing's gonna happen, but I know it's gonna like be better. It's gonna be okay. But I always believe that, your hard times teaches you a lesson of how to grow and be better. Like, that's why you have to go through that hardship to become like who you want to be, or like to grow. If you're always stagnant, how are you ever gonna grow and be the better version of yourself?
Right. And to be successful, you got to fail. You should be happy to fail. You should be happy to. And failing, I think that a lot of times, like you said earlier, we're taught the wrong way. Like a lot of times you felt on the test, so you think you're the worst person in the class. And it's like, it starts with that. And it's like, actually, that means you didn't learn everything. You got some space to learn. Because if you're passing everything and achieving, when you do fail, it's going to hurt you. Like, it's going to knock you off your feet, you know? And I've seen that being an athlete. I've seen people excel and then they get to a certain spot and like, they never failed. And they're like, I never got pulled. I never not started. And you're like, okay, I didn't. I remember not starting ninth, 10th grade. And once I did start, you're like, okay, I'm good at this. Okay. When you get to college, you're like, wait a minute, what's going to happen? And I feel like that's the time of like life. You can measure that. That's why so many people can relate with athletes because it's just like going to get a job. It's just like being married. It's different levels to life, the different things that are going to happen. I feel like a lot of times we try to rush things or we try to say, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be successful in this. And like you said, you're going to always stay stagnant. If you're always successful, you're just going to be like, okay, this is the thing. I'm going to be safe with this. You're never going to step outside your comfort zone. So I feel like
Yeah,
thing to do.
exactly. That's so true. And that's where the fear comes in, and like our ego tries to keep us safe, but you got to step out of it. You got to be okay with it, and listen and learn. Like having this platform to have people learn and grow, which is amazing. And I think that's where it first really comes down to is like listening and learning, and then like that's when you start changing your mindset, and then your life starts to change before your eyes because you're starting to think things differently, your perspective's changing. And so, our thoughts are super powerful. It's true. Like, what you literally believe and think is like what you perceive the world as. And if you're a very, negative person, everything in life is going to be negative. So like both of us are like positive, uplifting. That's what we're attracting. That's how we attract each other. So I just want to give people that example of like how your thoughts really, show up in life and like how it affects your world.
You're definitely right about that. So thank you. It
Of
means a lot to
course.
have you on the show. I thank you for reaching out to me. That really meant a lot. I told my wife, like, every time somebody reached out, I'm like, hey, I gotta set up a date. This is gonna be good. Like, I like that.
Oh.
I love when people reach out, man, because it means I'm doing something right, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I love your show. I love all that you do. So thank you for having me and being a freaking amazing light to this world.
Thank you so much. So what I will say is it's gonna take some time to come out. You'll be coming out in season six. I'm in season five now. But
Yes.
this episode was so good. I'm gonna do a snippet. I don't do it for everybody, but I'm definitely gonna do a snippet. But could you send me a picture of yourself and a picture of you and your family? You and
Yes.
your husband, and then we can go ahead and I'm gonna post it either today or tomorrow, but I'll let you know and tag you. Well, collect.
Oh,
So yeah.
yay! Thank you so much. This is so awesome.
Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you soon. Look, bring me on your show if you need me, man.
Yes, I was just
Let
gonna say that. No, like literally, I want you to be on my show because like we can kind of dig deeper into like how you would be living the bliss off life because
me
that's my concept and this is my show. So then I would like love to talk about that in depth with like, a male version because I talk to a lot of ladies in general. So like getting a different perspective from a male is, I mean, we're all living this bliss off life, whatever, but some people may connect to it more because it's from a different perspective. I'm all about giving different perspectives. So let me know your schedule. Okay, I'll send you my calendar so then you could book a day and then that would be cool. Ah, okay.
I look forward to it. I'll talk to you soon.
Yay, okay, bye.
Bye bye.